That means they only know they were alone together. How long do they have to be alone together is called stira. How long, for kama shir stira, like how long if the Adam said we saw your wife with that man alone in the room, how long is it that it makes her into a soita? Samara says it means kidei tumma, it has to be long enough that they can live together. Kidei bia, that they can have bia. Kidei hara, hara means the beginning of bia, that just the Eva touches that makam, it's called lashon of neshika, like it's kissing there just that the man's Eva is touching the lady there. And also, kidei akofes dekel, how long it takes you to walk around a palm tree. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's what Rabbi Yishmael says. So soon explain, these are all like one shear. These are all a shear, how long it takes to do the maisa. So this is the shear, Muslim, the marble explain soon. Rashi says like, Uma kidei tumma, kidei bia. That means what's called kidei tumma? That they have bia. Uma kidei bia, how much of the bia that I have to have? Kidei hara. Ta'ino nishikas eva b'yaisa makam. Because the man's eva touches that place. The kam is shurin, how long is that even? Kidei akof is dekel. Shiyokul odam leila svivas adekel. A person could walk around the palm tree. And the Gemara will explain so why we need this all arichas here for. That's Rabbi Yishmael. We have lezer v'ayimek kidei mzikas akos. How long it takes you to pour water into wine. Rashi says, Lamazga b'mayim, if you have a wine, you used to have strong wine, and you used to have to add water into it. So how long does it take you to add the water into the wine? Ostam kres revias. How long does it take you to make a revias of a lug of wine? Rabbi Yeshua v'ayimek kidei lishtois. How long it takes you to drink a revias of wine? Ben aza y'ayimek kidei litzlois beya. How long it takes you to cook up an egg, to roast an egg? Rabbi Kiva v'ayimek kidei legoimai. How long it takes you to swallow down the egg? You have Yudah ben Masei Ruanim Gadei L'Gemoya Sholosh Beitzim Zuachazu. Means the shear of eating, swallowing down three eggs, one after another. And how long that takes if you see your, if somebody saw your wife with that man alone in the room, this amount of time, that's called stira. We have Lezer ben Yimri Ruanim Gadei Likshar Gardi Neima. How long it takes a Gardi, a tailor, to tie a knot? Liksha Naima, to tie a knot on the string. How long it takes the tailor, we'll soon see what that means. That's a sheer tumma. Chonin ben Pinchas HaMegadei Shetoshit Yod L'Tech Pia Lito Kisam. How long it takes the wife to put her hands into her mouth to take out something that's stuck in her teeth. She has a splinter, a tooth, something that's stuck between her teeth. How long it takes to get it out. Plimi Yoyma K'dei Shetoshit Yod L'Sal Lito Kikar. How long it take her to put her hand into the basket to get out the piece of bread. Afal Pisha and Reila David is no real proof, but Zechla David is Zechla David that's not has to do with lechem, with bread. But the Pesach says in Mishlei, Ki bad Isha Zoyna at Kika Lechem. Mashmi, Isha Zoyna has to do with a Kika Lechem. So saying that that's a shear of tumah, how long it takes to put a hand into a basket to get out the bread. Now, V'chol Hani Lomli. Now we'll go back to the first part of the Braisa. It said, V'kam Mishia Stira, K'dei Tumah, K'dei Bia, K'dei Arua, K'dei Akob Zedekel. But tomorrow, what do you have that Rikas here for? The Chol Hani Lomli, what do we need so much for? The Rashi says, L'mishna B'resha, L'sne Shia Stira, K'dei Tumah, K'dei Akofas Dekel. Let's say clearly, Stira, K'dei Akofas Dekel. How long it takes you to go around the palm tree? So Mar says, Tzricha, no, we need each one of these words. D'itani K'dei Tumah, what have just said, Stira, if you see them alone in the room long enough that they could have Tumah, Havamina K'dei Tumah Saviyatsoisa. Maybe it means you also have to first appease her. Like, don't just live with her. First, you have to talk with her to get her to want to do it. So maybe you have to see them long enough in the room, k'dei atumasa v'yatsoisa, that long enough to, like, get her into the mood. K'mashmala no k'dei bia. K'dei tumma does not mean to get her into the mood. That could have been you got her into the mood outside the room. And now that they went inside the room, they went straight to have bia. So all you have to be alone, k'dei bia. Now, v'tani k'dei bia, we would have just said k'dei bia, v'mina k'dei gemar bia. The man goes into it completely. K'mashma, no, you don't need that long. K'dei hara, it's enough just that they have enough time just to like kiss over there. That his eiver touches her makam. V'yashminin k'dei hara, we would have just said k'dei hara, havamina k'dei hara v'yatsoisa. Again, I would have thought to say still, you need the time to appease her, to first get her into the mood, and then to make a hara. K'mashma, no, k'dei tumma. That's enough, k'dei tumma, k'dei bia, k'dei hara means just purely to do the action of making the hara. The kama k'dei hara now explains how long does that take? K'dei akofas dekel, how long it takes you to walk around the palm tree. We're a minute on this avakasha. The pasuk says, v'nistara, kasha, saita here, that if your wife was nistara, found alone with that man, she becomes a saita. The kama shia stira, so the b'raisa explains how long is that shia of stira being found alone. Lo shemana, we don't know clearly. doesn't say clearly. Because she yom, the pasuk says he nitmo, that she became tummy of yom kedei tuma. It means kedei tuma, to live together. Kedei be again, only kedei be, not the artsoisa, not the time we need to pee or pizza, just the actual maisa. And kedei haroa, what type of a maisa? Not the gemar bia, but the beginning haroa. Kedei chazoras dekel. Here it says lashon of the returning of the palm tree. We'll soon see what that means. Dibur Rebbe Lezer. That's what Rebbe Lezer holds. Rebbe Yeshua, I'm Megadei Mezikas HaKais. How long it takes you to make the wine, a cup of wine? Then Azi, I'm Megadei Lishtoisa, to drink it. Rebbe Kiva, I'm Megadei Lishtoisa Beisa, to roast an egg. Rebbe Yudim, I'm Megadei Lishtoisa Beisa, to roast an egg. To swallow it. As Akkadaitan, now we thought, to Hainu HaKavas Dekel, Hainu Chazoras Dekel. That walking around the palm tree, and Chazoras Dekel, the palm tree returning, is the same shear. See, if so, there's a spira. In the first price we had, the Mishmol was the one that said Kedayakov is Dekel. Upolag Rebbe Leziolei. And in the first price, the Rebbe Lezer argued and said Kedayakov is Mizikas HaKais. And also in the second price, Omer Rebbe Lezer Kedayakov is Dekel. Here Rebbe Lezer says the Shir is Chazor is Dekel. So who is the Stira? So the Havamina is Chazor is Dekel and Akov is Dekel is the same Shir. So it's the Stira. Who said it? Rebbe Shmuel or Rebbe Lezer? Some Rabbi is like this, no, but everything the two different shiurim. Omer Rabbiya, Hakofa Beregel. Hakofa means the first brisa means how long it takes you to walk around the palm tree. That's one shiur. Chazoras Ruach, that's what the second brisa says. Olashin of Rabbi Lezer says, Chazoras Dekel, that means Beruach. Beruach means by the wind. So Rashi says, the first big line here, Rashi says, Beruach, She Ruach Techfo Soilonef, the case where the wind pushes away the branch, and then the branch returns back to its place. So that's what it means. Like when you push a branch down, then you let go, and the branch swings back to its original place. That's a different shear. Therefore, there's no steer with the tech of two different shearim. Now, boy Ravashi, chazaras beruach. What does it mean, the time that the branch will return back? Kiheche di ozal v'hodorosi, just means the same way the wind blew it one way, now it blows back, that's all. Or Dilma, maybe no, it's longer than that. Maybe it means Amol, you swing it one way, so it swings all the way back the other way, and then it first comes back to the middle, to its original point. So it doesn't mean you have to wait till it comes back to the middle again, to the original point. Or is it enough just that it swings all the way back? Or does it mean a drop longer that it comes back to the middle point where it started out from? So take that's a take exactly how long is the shear. Now we start this. In the first price, the Rebbe Lezer said, "Today mezigas hakois. How long is today stira? How long it takes you to make this cup of wine?" Hochon, in the second price, it says, "Today chazaras dekel. How long did the branch has to swing back to place?" So Gemara says, "Push it now. Idividi chachiru. There's no stira. It's one shear. It's the same type of a shear. Chachiru. Hosam am Rebbe Yeshua k'day lishtois. In the first price, Rebbe Shmuel said." And so here it's a stira. One place Rabbi Yeshua says k'day lishtois, and one place he says k'day mezikas hakois. So Rabbi Yeshua k'day lishtois to drink the cup of wine, and Hocham k'day mezikas hakois. Ema k'day limzayv lishtois. Maybe no, it means both. It means to say how long it takes you to make the cup of wine and to drink it. Mar says, no, maybe not like that. Vilema, why don't we say, Idividi Chachiruhu? Why don't you say better, that there's no stira? Maybe making the cup and drinking is the same shear. And the Mar name, that you can't say. In Kain Haina, Rebbe Lezer, that's awesome. If so, that would be the same shear as Rebbe Eliezer. That's what Rebbe Eliezer says. Lezer says, them Zika Sakais. And the next one says, Kadein Lishtoisoi. So two different man the Yomrim. So Mashmas Taka, two different shearim. Making the cup of wine and drinking it down is two different shiurim. See, what you have to say is he meant both shiurim. Making the cup of wine and drinking it down. Omer ben Azai, k'day litzlois beitza. It means how long it takes you to roast an egg. Hoch yomer de lishtoisoi. And before he says, how long it takes you to drink it down the wine. And the Gemara, idiv idi chachiru. It's like a one shiur. Right. So both about Edividi Chachira, to roast an egg and to drink down the cup of wine is the same shear. Hoslam om Rabbi Kiva Gadei Lagoyme. How long it takes you to swallow down the egg? Hoch yom Gadei Litzlais Beitz. How long it takes you to roast the egg? So maybe Eima, let's say Gadei Litzlais Beitz Lagoyme. Maybe what he meant to say is you need both shearim.
You need how long it takes you to roast the egg and to swallow it down. Fedimar, maybe not. Why don't you say better? Falema, why don't we say, maybe they're both the same shear. To roast the egg and to swallow it down is both the same time. So maybe it doesn't mean both. He only means one, but it means this double shear. So Mora says, no, him came of that would be the pshat, Hainu ben Azai. That's the same sheet as ben Azai. And Mashm is two different man the yomrim. So you have to say, roasting the egg and swallowing it down are two different shear. Yeah, all right, turn over. The first Braiser, Yehuda said, the Bekiva said, the Shira, how long it takes you, the Yehuda ben Meseira said, takes you to swallow down three eggs. And here he says, it's mashma only one, how long it takes you to only swallow down one egg. So Marin says, here, Yehuda is saying, Ledvar Rav Akiva Komar. He's saying back to Rav Akiva. The Koma Misharin. Bitzli of a gemia, you're saying you have to shear, how long it takes you to roast the egg and to swallow it down. Eimar shear gemia lechuda. Why don't you say just the shear swallowing it down the eggs? And what does that mean? Kedei legoma sholish beitzim zuachazu. Tehainu tzli of gemia. That's the same type of a shear. Why do you have to say a shear of how long it takes you to roast the egg and to swallow it down? Say just the shear swallowing it down. Say the shear better, how long it takes you to swallow down three eggs. How long it takes a tailor to knot, to tie a thread? To marachek, does it mean the two threads, the two ends are far away, you have to pull them together and knot it? Or is it makarve? Maybe means when the two threads are close together and even just making the knot, take them. We're not sure. How long is a shear for it to put a hand into the mouth to take out something stuck in the teeth? Boy Rabashi, to mahadik or dlay mahadik teiku, is the thing stuck tight in the tooth that's harder to take out, takes longer, or it's stuck in easy, it's easy to take out? So it gets to how long exactly is the shear teiku, we're not sure. Plimi yom we had before, because they should toshit yodla sal lito kikar. How long it takes to put a hand in the basket to take out a bread? Boy Ravashi, the mahadik or mahadik. It's talking about the bread is like stuck in the basket. It's a little harder, it takes longer. Or no, it's not stuck in there. Pechara toy batika. Is it a new basket or an old basket? Some also is easier or harder to get out. Pechamim or bekriri. Is the bread hot or is the bread hard? What's also, it's easier to get out. As Rashi says, lechem cham, if it's hot, nimach v'nisha minayar, it slips out of your hand. It's harder to get it out. But if it's cold already, it's easy to pull it out. So what shear is it here?